Simen and Gimel Sif Gimel. Ein Levach al Tivas Sifas Beim Suga de Zimel Yishtabach El Ben Yishtabach Le Yaitu. The person who started davening without a talus and then the talus came available for him. So it says that if he finished Suga de Zimel and didn't say Yishtabach yet, he should not say the Bechas HaTalus at that point, because since the bracha of Yishtabach is a bracha going back on Suga de Zimel, he shouldn't be mastic with the Bechas HaTifas in the middle. So therefore he should first finish off the Sukkot Zimel by saying Yishtabach, and then afterwards make the bracha with Tzitzis. What happens if he got the talus after he finished Ashrei? He's still in the middle of Sukkot Zimel. So here the Mishnah Berurah says that if he's bein aprochim, then that's the place to put it on. In other words, he finished Ashrei, he didn't start out Aluko, he finished one Aluko, he didn't start the next. At that point of time, even though he's in the middle of Sukkot Zimel, but he can say the bracha. And surely when you're feeling, you can do that. And the fact that he's in a public area, it's an embarrassing thing to sit without a talus and tefillin when everybody else is tefillin too. Ramah says, "Mil ashat im lo yil talus tchila." The shliach tiva didn't have a talus before yishtabach. He started to tefillin koydim shiatzul yishtabach. He should put it on before yishtabach. They show him a kaddish miyarach yishtabach, because he doesn't have the option of saying the bracha on the tefillin after yishtabach, because one is supposed to say the kaddish on the Sukkot de Zimra, which without a hefsek, or lo yafsek. If ein minyan in basic knesses, if there's not a minyan in the shul and the chazan is getting to the end of Sukkot de Zimra, but he doesn't have a minyan for bofu, yamsim ashatim yishtabach yishto atche yovim minyan v'yom yishtabach the kaddish. He should take a break before yishtabach and wait a little bit, and then afterwards say yishtabach. Once again, the same idea. The one should not be mastic at all between Yishtabach and the Kaddish afterwards. So over here the Shliach Tzifa also should take that break and wait for the minyan. When the minyan comes, then it will say Yishtabach. The group points out that this is by Shliach Tzifa, because the Shliach Tzifa has to say Kaddish immediately after Yishtabach, and therefore it's preferable to have the hefsek between the Zim and Yishtabach than have a hefsek between Yishtabach and Kaddish. But a Yochid who finishes beforehand, he should say Yishtabach. It says also on Shabbos, if he finished Sukkot Zim before Shliach Tzifa, he should say Yishtabach right away and not wait for Yishtabach. Because by him there's no problem of waiting after Yishtabach before the Kaddish, because anyway the Shliach Tzifa is going to say Yishtabach immediately prior to the Kaddish.